Oh, dinner was exceptional, mi amor. I'll never get over how quickly you mastered Mexicano cooking. Oh, sí. The lamb birria. The enchiladas. And to top it all off, the corn salsa on the side. Ah, those were fresh-picked chips, too, weren't they? I can tell. None of that store-bought nonsense. Of course, I am not opposed to the store-bought nonsense from time to time. It's just nice to see people putting in the effort. Hey, what's wrong? Come here. Hey, I know. Everything is so stressful right now. But it's going to be okay. At least, no. I don't want you to think about anything bad right now. Just think about this wonderful dinner you made for us. Being with your man. Paying a good, handsome boy for your coronel. I really should thank you beyond simple verbal praise. So, what exactly should I do for you, huh? Oh, you think I should choose? All right, then. I'm going to help you clean up and do the dishes. That's what you wanted, right? All right. But we should probably start with putting all of this away. We don't want it to go bad. And then we can do something a bit more fun. See? Muy bien. Darling, can you pass me the... No, the Pyrex. See, the glass. There we go. It's better to put the hot food in the glass containers. Well, the heat warps the plastic. And there's microplastics to consider, too. See, the leaves are also plastic. Just hard to get away from it. Probably the goal is to consume as little as possible, no? Ceramics. See, that's a good answer. That's why we have the Pyrex for the hot food. Yeah, I'm putting the fajitas in there. What are the fajita feelings? No, we have... Hey, where's the tortilla holder? Ay, mierda, we left it in the washer. No, you're fine. All right. I know what to do. Paper towel, tin foil. Oh, it's an old secret. Okay. Yeah, you wrap those up. I think the birria can stay in this slow cooker container. Si. And then we can just pop that in the... there's so much in here already. No, it's fine. I'll move it around. Trust me, it's better to have a full fridge. I don't know where the air fryer went. I'm sorry. Oh, you're going to make churros for me. Do you have the dough and everything ready? All right. I'll look for it for you, and then you can get those ready. They shouldn't take too long inside the air fryer, no? All right. Oh, here we are. On top of the fridge. All right. You get the churros. I'll make the settings for them. Well, I mean, when you deep fry something in oil, it doesn't really take that long to make it cook all the way through. Mmm. You did very good on these. Oh, the spin is magnificent. I don't really care about the ridges. The ridges are just there to hold the cinnamon sugar. She is fine, it's fine. You don't want to just make a pretzel for me? No? I wouldn't mind the cinnamon sugar pretzel. Hey, Auntie Anne knows how to make. Very, very good cinnamon sugar pretzels. Hmm? They are basically churros that are not deep fried. So that's kind of what we're doing here, no? Yeah. Oh, I need to look up a recipe for those. Right now, you are getting ready to make churros. We will make the churros. Sí, muy bien. Oh, look at this. Oh, it's beautiful. The cinnamon sugar shaker. You got an authentic one. This is what they use in the restaurants. I see in the food trucks too. Brings back memories. Ah. Little Alejandro running around the streets of Las Armas, spending petty pocket change on churros. Oh, it was a different time. The cartels didn't have as big of a hold. Or maybe I just wasn't aware of it. Historically speaking, they've always been very powerful. Maybe I just couldn't see it because of how young I was. I didn't realize how much they influenced our world. Simpler times only in my head. See, now I understand that. The world seems a much brighter place when we are children. It's only when we get older that we see the bigger picture. I think that's one of the reasons that we enjoy our childhoods more. We don't always see all the bad things. Of course, some people had really bad childhoods, and then later escaped them. Mine was a mix of both. Oh, I was always working. Barely had time for school. I was a terrible student, too. Don't tell anyone. Oh, I was always sneaking out. Doing errands for people here and there. Trying to make as much money as I could. My grades were terrible. Well, I will tell you that I was caught up with some not-so-great characters. Yeah, they did work for the cartel. I wasn't that bad of a criminal. Mostly petty crime. I got caught early on. Did it put them in here? My father was a police officer. I know, right? I wonder if I did it sometimes to make him upset with me. So he'd pay attention. I never grasped the concept that he had his hands so full with everything that the people I called my friends were doing. Anyways... he gave me a choice. Sign up for military school, or he can throw me in jail. I was mad at him, so I said anything to get away from you. No, this story doesn't have one of those endings. He still lives at my ranch. He can't exactly work anymore, though. A bullet wound in his leg. Right above his knee. Yeah. Oh, he still walks around, complaining all day. But he's enjoying his retirement. Well, he acts like the past never happened. Now he says, "This is my son, Coronel Alejandro Falquez. Always was he a good boy." Yeah. I think just because I became the son he wanted me to be, he is happy. See, that's the thing. I didn't know what kind of man I wanted to be. I was young, angry, and stupid. I was on a path of self-destruction. I'm grateful for what happened. All right, this should be done. Let's sprinkle that on. Oh, look at that. Gorgeous.
Oh, it's hot. Oh.
Perhaps I am still a stupid man.
Oh.
Okay. Let's give these about 5 to 10 minutes to cool, no?
Hey, man.
No. Room temperature water, not cold. Gracias.
That's okay. I didn't need my tongue.
No, it's not your fault. I'm the estupido who picked it up and popped it in my mouth. Oh, no. As much as I love your kisses, I don't think kissing it better is going to help. Oh, see? You want to make it up to me still? Well, it was not your fault, but I will accept it. You know, I don't think I'll ever get tired of the sight of you on your knees in front of me. Nice and slow, mi cariño. I don't want to rush anything. Oh, nothing. It's just, I was going to make some kind of stupid joke about my penis being a churro and you popping it in your mouth. No. We should not sprinkle my cock with cinnamon sugar. Oh, God. No. No, you are bad. Muy mal. You're not going to pour a line on my cock and then snort it up. I am sorry. No, that's going to hurt you, is why. Sugaris Christos, loco. He's going to mess up your airway. Plus, not to mention, I hear like too much cinnamon can kill you and stuff, so, you know, maybe avoid taking it directly into your airways. I don't know how much, maybe like, I want to say like 2 or 3 tablespoons is enough to kill you. It's because your body can't process that much at once. You know what, we will look it up later. How many cinnamon sugar churros you would have to eat in order for it to kill you, okay? But right now, why don't you get back to work down there, huh? See. You know, logistically thinking, I think the oil from the deep fryer is more likely to kill you first. or your stomach is likely to burst first. Well, people have those churro eating contests and pie eating contests. They pack away 2, 3, 4 pies. Oh, I seen a man eat 20 churros, and he was the winner. No, he didn't even throw up afterwards. Well, that's the thing, too. It was the skinniest guy you've seen. He must have a very fast metabolism. Probably eats nothing but spicy food all day. Fuck. Oh. Hey, don't get me wrong, I love spicy food as much as the next guy, but I don't want any breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Well, if I have spicy food for breakfast, then I'm used to it by the time lunch happens. See, you get it. I'd like to rather have spicy breakfast, a more mild lunch, and then a spicy dinner. Or maybe like a mildly spicy lunch and then a very spicy dinner. But there are lots of flavor options to have. It doesn't always have to be spicy. Oh, fuck. Pull off. You were doing too good. Yeah. Sit up on the table. There we go. That's my handsome man. Let's get these off. Do you want me to put on a condom?
All right.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You are so wet and snug for me. You know, I just realized I was the one saying that I would repay you for cooking this magnificent meal. And here you are, trying to be the one to make it up to me for the fact that you burned my mouth. I wonder which of us is repaying the favor more here. Are you calling it even? You don't want to hold this over my head? Okay. I suppose I should be grateful for such a handsome, generous, loving boyfriend who won't hold this over my head. Oh, really does it sometimes. Yeah, we both love him still. Don't worry. Oh, fuck. Maybe we should have him over next time, huh? You can cook all of us dinner, and then you can be sandwiched between your two boyfriends, no? Make a real manwich. Oh, fuck. Oh, you tightened up at that idea. Sounds like you love it, no? See, I can tell. Oh, fuck, you're such a good boy for me. Oh, yeah, you're getting close. How close? Tell me. Oh, fuck. Oh, I need to come too. Yeah, you want it inside? You want me to cream pie you? You made the churros. I'll make the cream pie. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. That's it. That's it. See? Oh, see, milk me dry while you mourn my name. Look at me. Look at me, my handsome man. Look at me while you come for me. Oh, fuck. Oh, I didn't know I was that pent up. Oh, fuck. I made such a mess in you. Here, let me get the napkins. I'm sorry. There we go. How was it? Good? I know you look all tired out. Here, have a seat in the chair. I'll get us the churros. Yes, I will wash my hands first. Hey. All right. Gracias. Even with half my tongue burnt off, these are muy delicioso. I suspect I will enjoy them even better tomorrow when I have mostly healed. churro breakfast sounds like a good idea. Ah, a new dessert, to tell. A cream-filled churro, huh? I can't imagine where you got that idea. Muchas gracias, mi cariño, for everything you do. You're wonderful to me.